Welcome to Jags Drive Time with Ashlyn Sullivan, John Osher, and Brian Sexton. Jags Drive Time starts right now.
I feel like me and Rashawn probably had the longest talk about, you know, the game after watching it on the plane. I feel like guys like us, you know, you talk about the second play of the game. I got to make that play. You know, something that I got to work on. The play with Rashawn, you know, got to bring those in. You know, it's little details like that that we have to fix. But I think the biggest thing that we took from the game is that first series, the energy, the way we started it off, the passion. You can feel it. You can see it. That's the part that we got to kind of continue throughout the whole game. I feel like that's the biggest thing. And one more thing about the game that we learned was, you know, that's finding a way not to get frustrated with how the game is going, but focus on completing each task, each play, one play at a time. You know, we can't kind of figure out what the offense may do each game, but we can control what the defense does each play.
That is Shaquille Griffin, Jaguars cornerback, and welcome into Jags Drive Time. J.P. Shadrick in for Ashlyn Sullivan this morning. Brian Sexton, John Osher alongside. We can listen to Shaq all day long, though. A nice addition in the Jaguars secondary and a Jaguars leader on this team. Plenty to get to today. James Palmer coming up in just a little bit from NFL Network. We'll get his insight on the Denver Broncos. He's out in Denver these days. We'll play he will, he won't, he might.
Here we go, baby.
And here we go into week two, Bri.
Here we go. Nice to see you this morning.
Welcome.
Great to see you guys.
Nice
and,
to have you.
Here we are. Ready just a few days away now from the home opener. Finally, fans and a full capacity crowd, John.
Well, the nice thing about the NFL, you know, you get another game next week. And, it, you know, I put the past behind you. And, you know, you get this one. I don't know, all sins forgiven, but you're 1-1 and you're moving forward. And And you're right in.
You know, they talk about a curve, right? A learning curve. I mean, this isn't a curve, I don't think, this year. I think this is a learning staircase, right? You're going to go up and then, you know, you go down and go up and go down. I mean, it's going to be here, all over the place this year because you've got a new coach, a new quarterback, both making the transition from Saturday to Sunday. And as we saw last week, that's a bigger transition than people think. They think you just pop in and go. Clearly you don't.
That's a horribly built staircase. Why don't we just have the staircase go up?
Maybe stair stepper was the better way.
But,
you know, because stair stepper
is going
up
exactly
and down.
Right. It's going to be this. And you know, I don't know that I expect long streaks in either direction.
Yeah.
Let's get to our big things today and start off with head coach Urban Meyer and all the social media rumors. There's a job opening in college football. Urban says, not so fast, my friend.
There's no chance that I'm here and committed to try to build an organization.
That's the comment on the Southern Cal opening. He's here. He's committed. That's great news for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's move to the Denver defense. It's the big challenge this week for the Jaguars offense, that pass rush, an expensive secondary. Urban Meyer knows the challenge ahead.
Vaughn's going to line up to our right side. We know where he's at every snap. He's that good of a player. He's also good against like zone read and those type of things, but he's a dynamic, you know, he's a generational pass rusher. So you just have to know where he's at and have to have a plan for him.
He's been banged up the last year or two, and he's back full. He had two sacks last week in their opener against the Giants. And finally, the home opener for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence, making his home debut of the regular season for the Jags. Patience is key for the rookie.
Honestly, they kept it really simple. If you watch the game, it was almost all cover two. They didn't really disguise it. The only thing they did was some double mug stuff with the front, but they dropped out, I mean, 80% of the time. So they weren't even trying to hide it. I was just not patient with the coverage, and that's designed to prevent big plays. And I got a little bit greedy on a couple and trying to take too much and just wasn't patient. That's a direct reflection of, you know, the turnovers.
I can listen to him talk all day long, I think, guys.
JP, I hope people tune in, and I think they will for his press conferences. He's so good. He is so able to relate to people and analyze his own situation. So calm, so relaxed. No question. Unlike most coaches, no question bothers him because he knows it's not about the question. It's the answer.
That's right.
And his answers are always really good. I have in the past helped teach players how to deal with media here. And I've always said, don't ever worry about the question. Just think about what the answer is going to be. That's what he does. His answers are great. I think he's phenomenal.
And he's, so far at least, seems self-critical. He knows exactly what he's looking at on tape and can explain that in a proper way, John.
Well, I think he understands what his learning curve is going to be.
Hopefully it's the learning up.
What was that guy who used to do, like, the illusional paintings, Enid or something? Yeah.
He lost me now.
Yeah.
I lost you, then you lost me.
So,
Escher.
That's the guy. So he understands what the progression's supposed to be. I told both you guys, when he threw the picks on Sunday, when he threw the first one, I said, okay, well, there's the across the field pick. When he threw the second, I said, well, there's the one where he didn't see the cover two guy drop, and that's checks the box.
To them all.
And then there's the one where he didn't see the linebacker drop and checks the box. My guess is at some point somebody told Trevor, hey, against this defense, here's what you got to look for. Here's where you'll throw picks if you make the wrong mistake. And he probably came out the field going, well, there's that one.
Yeah.
You know, that was, you know, but I think he gets it. I don't think he's alarmed by what he saw. I think he says, well, okay, next time I see that, I won't do that. I've got more on him later, so I won't go into it, but I think he's going to be great.
Yeah, that was the point about it. When you listen to him, you understand. He's figuring things out really quickly. I don't anticipate you're going to see the same mistakes from him very often, twice.
Right.
It would help a little bit if this offense seemed a little more balanced for him. 51 times throwing it in the game is a lot of times throwing it in the game. Urban Meyer talked about that this week. They'd love to balance it out some more, and especially against this Denver defense. If you get to third and eight plus, and all of a sudden you're in certain passing situations, it's going to be a long day for those tackles.
You've grabbed the hammer that I've been banging all week long. Do you know the numbers? So since the start of the 2019 season, Jaguars quarterbacks, and there have been 5 of them, have thrown the ball more than 35 times in a game 17 times. Do you know what the record is?
Not good.
1-16.
That's bad.
1-16. It screams for run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. If they can run, they can win. If they have to throw the ball more than 35 times, the numbers say they won't.
Is the record that good in the other games?
Probably not. Yeah,
it is better.
But your point is exactly
it
right.
It is better.
If they throw that much.
It's at least 6 games better.
Yeah. If they throw that much, they're in trouble. I don't think they wanted to throw that much. I think they got in a situation where they were committing penalties. And I've been banging that drum all week. Let's have a clean first half to see if we can figure out how good this team really is or not. I have no idea what they can do offensively because you haven't seen them run the offense. When you're in second and 14, you're throwing into the teeth of the defense. And as we said, against this defense, if you do that, 10-0 against this defense is going to turn into 17-0. Don't get behind.
I've just done the math. I think they've won 7 games over that time span
right.
when they didn't throw the ball 35 gotcha. Times. So it is significantly better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was told there would be no math this morning.
No, you don't have
okay.
to worry about that. Worry about the English.
Well, yeah, right. And finally, our final thought, our first big thing today was all the noise around Urban Meyer. And there's always going to be noise around Urban Meyer. We knew that coming in, Brian. That's always going to be the case. Right or wrong, it's what it is.
Until he wins a playoff game or a Super Bowl, people are always going to say, hey, this college job needs that college coach. He's one of the best college coaches in recent memory, Hall of Famer, and until he establishes himself at this level, people are going to want it. It'll never go away. He's got to know that.
Right. When he wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that never goes away.
When he wins the Super Bowl.
You like that.
I don't know that it'll go away then. I mean, for him, he's always going to be associated with, you know, the big college job. USC is a big college job. Some of my favorite Urban Meyer press conference moments are when he's in situations like that. Because when he's asked about, what are the critics saying about you, et cetera, look, he knows what people say about him.
He was really good on that yesterday.
And it was funny. I truly believe, because I've heard from in the back, he really doesn't read. Every coach says they don't read. Well, most coaches, you read. But he really doesn't, because I think he's gotten to the point of, look, A, he's got enough money, we don't have to worry about it. And B, I don't think he cares. I think he knows what they're going to say. I think he knows what his truth is. He can separate it. For him, what does it matter what, eggsalad.com says?
Right. And he said there was a moment some years ago, I'm guessing when it was early at Ohio State, he had just come off the Florida thing, was working at ESPN for a year, and then goes back to Ohio. there was a few things that he read that were like, you know what? Why am I even worried about this? I mean, this is so far off base that I just need to block it all out altogether.
Well, and look, you hit on it. I mean, it's professional football. It's about the money, right? He's got lots of it. And there's more that's probably guaranteed to him in his contract. This lift is so big. It's almost like you must turn it off, right? Whether you do or you must turn it off, because you're never going to make people happy until you're winning week to week. And that's not what this formula is this year. So just turn it off. Don't care. You got the money. Count it when you go home. Work when you're here and forget what people say.
Yes.
That's right.
You have to.
That's it.
Because you're never going to make everybody happy.
You just got to focus and move forward. And that's what the Jaguars plan to do this week in week number two as the Denver Broncos come to TIAA Bank Field. We'll come back in a moment. James Palmer, NFL Network, scheduled to join us a little later. We'll play He Will, He Won't, He Might. And I think I might dominate this game today. Filling in for Ashlyn Sullivan today. We're off and running. It's Jags Drive Time on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Jags Drive Time is brought to you by TIAA Bank. Turn potential into progress. And by Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
You can step up to luxury now.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields. Whatever you're driving, you can step up to luxury now. Plus, get our Fields amenities, which include complimentary loaners, car washes, and our cafes.
Make this your year to step up to luxury at Fields Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, and Lexus. When it comes to the ultimate car buying experience, there's only one name that matters, Fields. And Fields matters because you matter. The Fields Auto Group, proud partners of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
At Vistar, we believe in better, especially in helping build a better financial future for our members. So we've reviewed our offerings from the ground up. We've lowered or eliminated over half our fees and enhanced our already competitive rates, saving members more than $1 million this year, in addition to the millions we save them every year. If you believe that saving money is better, join Vistar. Visit VistarCU.org. All loans subject to approval, insured by NCUA.
Your family isn't like anyone else's. Your home shouldn't be either. At Dreamfinders Homes, you can build the home of your dreams in one of their 30-plus communities in Northeast Florida. Choose from luxury single-family homes or maintenance-free townhomes from the 200s. Dreamfinders specializes in homes built to fit your lifestyle. To find out more, call 904-738-0165 or visit dreamfindershomes.com.
Welcome back. It's Jags Drive Time on a Thursday morning, and J.P. Shadrick in for Ashlyn Sullivan, Brian Sexton, John Osher alongside as well. And this hour of Jaguars Drive Time is brought to you by Fields Cadillac of Jacksonville and Fields Cadillac St. Augustine, members of the Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter. James Palmer matters, also NFL Network reporter, joining us on Jags Drive Time this morning. Good morning to you, James. Here we are finally in week number two, and after all this hype and speculation and off-season talk, we're in it now, James. Here we are.
Here we are. We're in it. One JP to another JP. How we doing?
Doing well. Thanks for coming on this morning. And it didn't really go as planned for the Jaguars in week number one. You know, there were some early fits and starts in the game. They got behind and couldn't rally back. You know, having to bounce back is one thing, but having to bounce back against a Broncos team that's built like they are is another. What kind of challenge lies ahead this week, James?
JP, very different from what they faced with the Lovie Smith defense with the Houston Texans. You know, you and I were both there at the game, and that's a defense that, you know, even Trevor Lawrence said, they're not going to try to hide a lot of things from you. They're going to go out there. They know what they're doing. They don't disguise a bunch, and Lovie does that, so they play fast. It is a different world with Vic Fangio, who many around the league, when you talk to him, they'll tell you one of the best defensive minds on the planet. He disguises all sorts of things. He hides things. He brings pressure different ways. And that's just not even mentioning the talent that they have in the secondary, in the pass rush. The health of Bradley Chubb rushing opposite of Von Miller is going to be something to keep an eye on this week. They're going to know more today after he practices on a limited basis with that ankle issue that held him out of week one. But if he's healthy, you know, Trevor Lawrence was under pressure, I think, 30% of the time against the Texans. That could go up against this pass rush that the Denver Broncos have.
You know, James, we are all enamored with Trevor Lawrence for a lot of reasons, and he certainly earns the sort of respect that that we're giving him. Do you listen to his news conferences, and do you hear a young quarterback that sounds different than other young quarterbacks that you've covered? I mean, he just seems like he was made to play this position and to do it at a level that will eventually take him to the top.
Exactly. And you know, it's funny. I saw a tweet from Tyrann Mathieu who had nothing to do with the opener, right? He was, you know, inactive for his own game with the Chiefs and one of the better safeties in all of football. And, you know, he watched the post-game press conference and said, you know, thought the world of Trevor Lawrence afterwards. And that's what I got with all the times that I've spoken to him. And I was in that press conference after the game in Houston. You know, when you talk to people around the league, they just kind of tell you guys, like, you know, he just gets it, right? He just knows, you know, how to go about his business at the position. And, you know, they never knew anything was going to be too big for him. I remember talking to Daryl Bevel for a while after a training camp practice this past training camp. And he was just like, you know, he's the face of college football for 3 years. I mean, nothing's going to be too big for him. He gets kind of everything. And you could see that in the way he carries himself and the way he goes about his business. Watching the game, I didn't think he played all that poorly. I mean, being there, when you have holding penalties, procedural penalties, 12 men in the huddle, I mean, he did make some mistakes, and every rookie quarterback does. But I thought he played pretty well for being under pressure quite a bit. I'd like to see them run play action more. He was really good in play action against the Texans. I'd like to see them do that more moving forward with him. A lot of young quarterbacks, that keeps you comfortable, right? It allows you to have your steps down, to have the way the play is going to go down, because everything from the way you fake the handoff in play action, everything has a place. There's less time to drift, less time to make some mistakes. I like to see that some more. But from a mental side of things, you could tell it wasn't too big. I was told the morning of the game that, you know, he was calm, he's ready. He was a little butterflies, but that's with every, you know, game that he mentioned that he plays in. I just think he just kind of understands all of it, and I think he's going to be just fine. If you go back and watch that game, there was a lot of times where he was the one that was the calming voice of the offense, and he was making his first NFL start.
James, where are the Broncos offensively? And I guess Bridgewater, it almost seems like he's the aging veteran now, which I know he's really not. He's not an old guy. But
yeah.
How important is he to it? How does he fit? Can he be the long-term guy? And I guess just where are they offensively?
Well, the reason he won this job is kind of that veteran leadership that he has. Because you go out and look at the skill positions that they have around Teddy Bridgewater, and it is a really, really young group. I mean, they're all first and second round picks, which is crazy. You know, the tight ends, all the receivers, the backs, you know, they're all highly drafted, but they're all really young outside of Melvin Gordon. So what they really do like is that he is that presence, that calming, that leadership side of things, to where he runs the show with a lot of youthful talent around him. What you saw in the first game, I wasn't surprised by, because I spent a lot of days with him during training camp. Now, the chemistry he had with Jerry Jeudy stood out throughout camp, and you saw it in the opener. Now he's not going to be with him. But the difference with this receiving core is they're really deep. Like, Tim Patrick might be the best number four receiver in football. When they lost Cortland Sutton last year, Tim Patrick was that big body guy that stepped in for him and didn't have a drop. So then you still have the speedster KJ Hamler, you still have Sutton, which looked for him to get more attention, and coming off an ACL himself, he played about 80% of the snaps in the opener against the Giants. That's big. And then you saw them go to the tight ends. They have both of them. I think the way Teddy runs this is he has so many options with the football. As long as he's smart and sees things pre-snap, he's going to go to the place where he's going to have the greatest opportunity for success and the least opportunity to turn the football over. That's what they want him to do, with the lack of, you know, playmaking ability sometimes he has. But you saw him go downfield. KJ Hamler dropped a surefire touchdown on a deep ball that he threw brilliantly. So they showed that he will take probably more shots than some people think, but protecting the football is the name of the game for Teddy Bridgewater. And I think he'll do it throughout this year with all the options he has to throw the football to.
So the Jaguars series, James, with the Broncos, I wrote a piece for Jaguars.com that's going up today. And if you look back at it, going all the way to 95, there have been some big games, and they've been decided by a big-time player, some guy who is a hero who comes through with a big play. And I would have said that the guy was going to be Jerry Jeudy for the Broncos, right? I think we know who the cast of characters are in Jacksonville. But who's that guy? Who's the guy who's capable of making the game-changing heroic play on their offense if Jerry Jeudy isn't available to them?
I think it's Courtland Sutton. I mean, I think we very quickly changed or forgot, I guess, what type of player this was going to be. Going into last season, I don't think there was a single list put out, you know, on the internet that didn't have Courtland Sutton listed as one of the guys that was going to have a breakout monster season. In 2019, he had a really, really good year, and I think it just his second NFL season. And then he's missed all of last year. And I've talked to him a lot throughout training camp coming off of this knee injury that was more than an ACL, which is why it took him a little bit longer. It was a lot to get through. But he's a big body, jump ball type of receiver to where it's not a 50-50 ball when it's thrown up to him. And we saw some of the issues in the secondary with Jacksonville. I think that's the type of player that can go out in the red zone and make a big time play. There are other player that they like to go to. They didn't in camp at all, but it was Noah Fant, a former first round pick at the tight end spot, where I've talked to Darren Waller or Travis Kelce, who say this is probably the best young tight end in football right now. He led the Broncos in catches last year. I mean, that's pretty good for a young tight end. I think he doesn't have that game-changing explosive play like Courtland Sutton, but those are the two options that you're going to see them go to on offense.
James Palmer, NFL Network. I got to ask, I keep seeing the snare drum behind you. What's up with the snare drum?
Well, it's a shame that they're stacked up, right? That means we're not playing at all, which is kind of a bummer. But we're a little limited on space here in the studio now, the AKA the basement bedroom that used to be a little jam session spot. But now we're doing TV down here, which is such a shame.
It's the way of the world these days. James, we appreciate you coming on this morning with us on Jags Drive Time. We'll talk to you again down the line soon.
You guys have a good one.
James Palmer joining us, NFL Network. Give him a follow on social media at James Palmer TV. We're back with He Will, He Won't, He Might. It's Jags Drive Time after this on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Jags Drive Time is presented in part by Dreamfinders Homes, homes that fit your lifestyle, and Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good.
You can step up to luxury now.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields. Whatever you're driving, you can step up to luxury now. Plus, get our Fields amenities, which include complimentary loaners, car washes, and our cafes.
Make this your year to step up to luxury at Fields Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, and Lexus. When it comes to the ultimate car buying experience, there's only one name that matters, Fields. And Fields matters because you matter. The Fields Auto Group, proud partners of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
A lot has changed in 60 years, but there's one thing that remains the same. Our commitment to our customers and to our community. There's no place like Jacksonville, and there's no place like Gate. Thank you for allowing us to serve you, past, present, and future. Now through August 31st, Jags fans can enjoy two of your favorite roller grill items for just $2 at participating Gate locations. Get them while they're hot. Gate, serving up more.
Move day is on the 20, the 10. Yes, another successful move to a new home. I tell you, folks, I've never seen a team more prepared than the Move Day crew. With a dominating lead in training, trust, and moving efficiency, it's no wonder why Move Day is the official moving company of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Track your goods online and get updated play-by-plays throughout your move process. While the Jags are moving the chains on game day, they're here to help you on moving day. Call 844-MY-MOVE-DAY or visit movedaymovers.com.
Welcome back. Jags Drive Time on a Thursday morning. J.P. Shadrick in for Ashlyn Sullivan, Brian Sexton, John Osier alongside. It's time now for He Will, He Won't, He Might, brought to you by Move Day. Brian, get us started.
I think Caleb on Chason will be that, the guy with the heroic highlight. You know, this scheme fits him well, and he's a talented guy, obviously. He was a first-round pick. He was all over the place. And in the backfield last Sunday in Houston, Tyrod Taylor turned him inside and out a couple of times.
Yeah,
he'll be that guy.
On one play, in fact.
Yeah, he won't be fooled like that again. First of all, because Teddy Bridgewater isn't the same sort of athlete, mobile athlete, explosive athlete that Tyrod Taylor is. He might be the linchpin to the pass rush this year because – you saw last year what happened with Josh Allen. I mean, everything slid to Allen's side, and he struggled to get to the quarterback because he was facing double team after double team, and there was no one that they had to take account of. And I think Caleb on Chase on might be that guy. You might see it as soon as this week. I think the new scheme fits him very, very well.
Brian, thank you very much. John Osier.
Well, I went with Trevor Lawrence.
Digging deep.
Well, because I found out very recently before the show. I thought this was another segment today. So I found out right before the show that it was
That's different. Okay. So, it's a good choice.
People care.
Never a bad choice.
People do care.
He will be under a lot of scrutiny. And the odd thing about the scrutiny, guys, I get there's going to be a spotlight on Trevor. But when I read and I get questions, there's all this worry. There's all this, oh, my goodness, he played, you know, poorly, et cetera. I don't quite get that. He won't. I'm getting to the won't. That's the next step in this, JP. You go, he will. He won't. He might.
Thank you.
He won't be watching the pass rush, even though it's a fierce pass rush. And to me, that was the thing I noticed the most. It gives me the most encouragement. Against the Houston Texans, when he moved, when he got outside the pocket, he kept his eyes downfield. I've said it multiple times this week. Out of all the stuff, that's the thing way up high.
Way up high.
If you're a quarterback and in your first game and you're looking downfield, not looking at the pass rush, there's no other factor that gives you more cause to think he's going to be great than that. He might not throw a pick this week. And I've been saying all week that I think he's going to throw a couple because of Denver. But I just have a feeling that he's going to handle this better and the Jaguars are going to run. It doesn't mean they're going to win, but he might not throw a pick. And if he doesn't, boy, do they have a shot. So he will, he won't. JP, it goes, he will,
okay.
He won't,
yep.
And then he might. So I'll turn it over to you.
That's a lot to live up to.
It really is.
It is. Mine is Shaquille Griffin. We heard from him at the top of the show, and he will get a takeaway this week. Got his hands on one early in the game last week, and, you know, he said he's really going to focus on, you got to make those catches. He said it himself. And in a game like that, they're blown out in the turnover department 3-0. Well, they had two in their hands. And they couldn't bring him home. So Shaq will get the next one that hits his hands. I think he will catch that one and bring it to the Jaguars offense. He won't. John, that's second, right? Won't. Will. And then
so
won't.
Far, so good, JP.
Thank you. Won't let this group stray. You know, there's a lot of new faces, a lot of young guys mixed in with veterans. I mean, there's a lot of new on this defense. Things didn't go all that well last week. I think with that C that you see in his chest right there, we'll step in and not let a group that's so new and with all the noise outside stray early in the season. I think they'll get back to work and get things going, and he'll be a big reason why. And he might be, might's the last part, might be the biggest and most important addition for this Jaguars secondary. I know they brought in Rayshon Jenkins, no slouch to him. I know they brought in Cisco in the draft. They brought in Tyson Campbell in the draft. But to bring him in, a guy who's been through it before on a big-time defense in Seattle, has seen success firsthand, I think that presence and that experience in successful environments will go a long way to knowing what it looks like back there in the secondary. So that's my choice today, Shaq Griffin.
Nice. Well done.
I agree.
Thank you. All right. Well, that's done. It then.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe
normally declares a winner.
Oh, did I win, Joe? Joe Fortunato.
I'm kidding. We don't.
Oh, John won. Oh, well, okay. Let's move along then. We're back in a moment. We'll wrap it up, get our final thoughts, preview the day ahead. And, of course, Move Day is Jacksonville's most dependable and caring local moving company. Move Day is proud to be the official moving company of the Jacksonville Jaguars. To get a free instant quote, call 844-MY-MOVE-DAY or visit movedaymovers.com. It's Jags Drive Time on the Jaguars Digital Network.
You can step up to luxury now.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields. Whatever you're driving, you can step up to luxury now. Plus, get our Fields amenities, which include complimentary loaners, car washes, and our cafes.
Make this your year to step up to luxury at Fields Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, and Lexus. When it comes to the ultimate car buying experience, there's only one name that matters, Fields. And Fields matters because you matter. The Fields Auto Group, proud partners of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Your family isn't like anyone else's, your home shouldn't be either. At Dreamfinders Homes, you can build the home of your dreams in one of their 30-plus communities in Northeast Florida. Choose from luxury single-family homes or maintenance-free townhomes from the 200s. Dreamfinders specializes in homes built to fit your lifestyle. To find out more, call 904-738-0165 or visit dreamfindershomes.com.
This is Ice-T.
Stone Cold Steve Austin and
Matty Ice.
This is a cold call.
I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide. Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold and non-HE machines.
We're back, Jags Drive Time on a Thursday morning. J.P. Shadrick in for Ashlyn Sullivan, John Osher, Brian Sexton. The Jaguars and the Denver Broncos coming up this Sunday, 1 o'clock at TIAA Bank Field. The game presented by TIAA Bank and the home opener. And a full capacity crowd expected. We are fired up to be back in the bank in 2021. We're going to play a segment called Monday's Headlines Today. I love this idea.
Yeah, I do too. So I'll say the headline is better, right? It's vague because I can't tell you, like John, whether they're going to win or not.
It's a one-word headline.
Just
better?
One big, you know, what would that be?
Above the fold,
yeah,
top
above
of
the fold,
paper.
Top of the page. How, what would it be, like 72 point?
For the young kids watching today, the newspaper used to be actually printed on newsprint, and it came out, and there was a fold, and above the fold were the biggest stories.
I get the Wall Street Journal, and my kids say, "What, Dad, why do you have this thing delivered?" Because I like it. but yeah, better because I think they'll be better. Significantly better. I don't know whether that equates to a win or not, but I think people walk out and think that was a better football team today.
Mine would be back to basics. Cut out the penalties, cut out the mistakes, caught the ball when it was thrown to you, caught the ball when you had a chance to make it on defense, tackled when you had a chance. Do the basics, you're back in it.
Mine would be why the long face? Jaguars devour Broncos 35-17. That's mine. Yeah. They're going to run the ball. They're going to have one big play on offense, I think, for a touchdown that you might not expect to play action play. And there you have it. That's my headline. A little more.
I like it.
Not quite as deep as you guys, but
it's better than ours. JP wins.
Did I win that one? I won that one. All right, I got a dub today. That's great. That's a good way to start the day, and that's a good way to wrap this show today. Ashley will be back with you next time. That's Brian Sexton, John Osher, Joe Fortunato, Trent Padilla, our entire crew. I'm JP Shadrick, and thank you for watching. It's Jags Drive Time on the Jaguars Digital Network.